Welcome to the Life Church of Kansas City podcast. Please consider following, sharing, and supporting by giving at tlckcmo.com. May you be blessed by the word of God.
Well, high five your neighbor and tell him you look good. If you lied to them, we'll pray you through by the end of service. That's all right. Praise God. Well, has anybody enjoyed what God's done over the last 2 days? Come on, aren't you thankful for what the Holy Ghost has done? My goodness. I give honor to the Gleason family. I love them. And I have gained friends. I've gained friends in this wonderful family. Bishop, and then, of course, his wonderful wife, Sister Marlene Gleason, and my friend, Brother Justin, and his wife, Anna, and Melina, and Cohen, and Ezra. Precious kids, such a beautiful family. And then I said it Friday night, the more handsome, distinguished Caleb in the room, I honor him, and he's turning another shade of red right now. And so I honor this wonderful family, Brother Santamiri, the leadership, the sound man. I love him. God bless him. And thank you guys for accepting me. I was a little worried. I'm gonna wade out into some troubled waters here. I was a little worried because I'm from Louisiana, and that means I'm a Joe Burrow fan. And so, waiting for Rotten Tomatoes to come flying. So, I'm just kidding, guys. Come on, relax. Be at ease in Zion. Be at ease in Zion. Amen. Go Tigers. And, you know, if you can't laugh in church, you go to the wrong church. If you can't smile when you go to church, you go to the wrong church. And I'm glad to be on the winning team. Look forward to what God's going to do here today. If you need a miracle, I've got good news for you. You're in the right place at the right time with the right God. That was a trial run. We're going to do that again. If you need a miracle, you're in the right place at the right time with the right God. And if you have never received the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, that is a gift that God wants to give you today. It's a gift God wants to give you today. Before we even get started, please understand that it really doesn't matter what you call us. You can call us Episcopalian, Baptist, whatever you want to call us. At the end of the day, we go back to what the book says. And the book says, when you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, it is evidenced by speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. It's not emotionalism, it's not hype, it's not some spooky thing. It is the Spirit that gives you the utterance. There are a lot of people that I've prayed with in the altar, and I've asked them, do you have the Holy Ghost? Yeah, I have the Holy Ghost. So you've spoken with other tongues? No, I've never spoken. So then you don't have the Holy Ghost. It is evidenced by speaking with other tongues. And if you have never received the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, today is your day. God wants to change your life. God wants to give you a brand new beginning. How about any apostolics that know what I'm talking about? Anybody remember the day God filled you with the Holy Ghost? Praise God. Let's go to Luke chapter 8, verse number 11. Luke chapter 8 and verse number 11. Bible said, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, and then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. It said that the seed is the word of God. But the question then is, what is a seed? What is a seed? Seed is potential future fruit. So let's read it like this. Now the parable is this. The potential is the word of God. And those by the wayside are they that hear, and then cometh the devil and taketh away the word, the potential, out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. It is amazing to me the devil did not show up until he saw potential. And there are a lot of you in this room here today. The enemy has fought you, and he's even tried to prevent you from being in the house of God today. And it's only because he sees potential. He sees potential. That's what I want to talk to you about this morning. Potential. Everybody say potential. Come on, everybody say potential. If you would, lay your Bibles down. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. There's a miracle in this room for you. I wonder if you could just get a burden for your neighbor and pray in the spirit for your neighbor. Can you do that? Can you lift your voice for just a moment and pray for your neighbor? Pray for somebody around you. Come on, create an atmosphere that'll deliver the person you're sitting next to. Create an atmosphere that'll deliver the person you're sitting next to. Come on. Come on. By the authority of the name of Jesus and the power of the word of God, we loose the gift of faith to be in full operation in this room right now. We speak to the north, to the south, to the east, and the west. And God, we are asking for the winds of Pentecost to begin to blow in this room right now. Every soul that is void of the gift of the Holy Ghost, loose their tongue in this service. And let there be a book of Acts demonstration that while the word goes forth, the Holy Ghost could move on them as it did in the beginning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come on, I feel faith in this house. Come on, why don't you clap like you believe your miracle's on the way? Come on, why don't you clap like you know God's gonna fill you with the Holy Ghost here today? Come on, today is your day. Begin to thank God for the miracle. Thank God for healing your body. Thank God for getting depression out of your life. Come on, one more time, let's do that. One more time, let's do that. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody say potential. God bless you. If you promise to help me preach, you can be seated. Before you ever get out of the Old Testament, before you ever journey through those 400 years of silence, before you ever get into those synoptic gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, before you ever get into that spiritual revelatory gospel of St. John, you will read where it was prophesied by the prophets of old. There would be a man that is born into the world that would have perhaps the most pivotal and important ministry known to humanity before the birth of Jesus Christ, before the ministry of Jesus Christ. It was prophesied that there would be a voice in the wilderness that was crying out, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." It was prophesied that he would be a forerunner for the Most High God, that he would be a prophet of the Most High God. And the purpose of this man in his ministry would be to make sure that there was no resistance left between humanity and their next visitation from God. That man was John the Baptist. And in Isaiah chapter 40, the prophet began to prophesy and said, "You're going to hear a voice in the wilderness. And when you hear that voice in the wilderness, every resistance is going to be moved out of the way." He said, "Every mountain and hill is going to be brought low. Every valley is going to be exalted. Every rough place is going to be made plain. And every crooked path is going to be made straight." And he said, "When the resistance is moved out of the way, the result of that is going to be that the glory of the Lord would be revealed to humanity, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." So he was going to remove the resistance, and then there would be a great visitation, a visitation that was greater than anything that the world had ever seen before. And before John ever exits his mother's womb, we see a glimpse, a foreshadowing of the ministry that this man by the name of John the Baptist would have. Because whenever the Messiah was in the womb of Mary, John the Baptist was also in the womb of Elizabeth. And it was not common knowledge among humanity that the Messiah was in the womb of Mary, because humanity could not wrap its finite minds around the fact that that which Mary had conceived was not the seed of a man, but it was the seed of the Holy Ghost. And in Luke chapter 1, the Bible gives us insight about an interaction between Mary and Elizabeth. And the Bible said that Mary gave a salutation to Elizabeth. And whenever the baby inside of Elizabeth's womb felt the presence of that God inside of Mary's womb, he had to respond to the presence of the God that he felt. And he leapt in his mother's womb, and it activated the prophetic in Elizabeth. And Elizabeth opened up her mouth and began to prophesy and said, "Blessed art thou among women. Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come unto me?" Can I tell you, if it was the praise of a seed, if it was the praise of potential, if it was the praise of an unborn baby that activated the gifts of the Spirit into the atmosphere, that means you've got potential every single service to come into the house of God and to see the miraculous. If you don't have a move of God, it is nobody's fault except yours and mine. But you've got potential to see the blinded eyes open every service. You've got potential to see deaf ears unstopped every service. You've got potential to see somebody filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost every single service. But it will not happen in the absence of praise. It will only happen when somebody will clap their hands, and somebody will lift their voice, and somebody will praise God. You know, us apostolics, we can be real selfish with our praise from time to time. God can clean us up and put our marriage back together, and he can get us off of drugs, and he can give us a good job, and then we'll come into the house of God and we'll just sit there, because now we're not in a position of desperation anymore, and we'll just sit there and we'll want to hear our three songs and a good sermon and a dismissal prayer, and we'll let everybody else that's going through hell do all the dancing, and we'll just sit here because now we're clean up and we're polished, and we forgot where God has brought us from. But can I tell you, you don't know whose miracle might be depending on your praise. I can remember several years ago, I was in a church service, and there was an atheist in that church service. He said, "I'm just here because a friend has begged me to come. She just started going to this church, and she wants me to come and see what it's all about." He said, "I don't even believe that there's a God. I just want to sit here and get through the church service so I can leave with my friend." And he sat about three or four rows back from the middle, and it was one of those Sunday services that apostolics have from time to time, much like we had last night, where there was dancing and there was shouting and there was aisle running and there was leaping for joy and there was foot stomping and there was hand clapping and a waving of the hands. It was one of those Sunday services. And finally, that atheist couldn't take it anymore. He got up out of his seat. He ran down to the altar. He hit his knees with tears streaming down his face. He repented of his sins, and God filled that atheist with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Can I tell you, it might be your praise that sobers the alcoholic. It might be your shout that delivers the addict. I wish there'd be somebody in this house that'll say, "God, I'm not dancing for myself. I'm dancing because on the seat next to me, there's potential. There's potential. There's a candidate for the gift of the Holy Ghost." Give God praise for your neighbor in this house right now. And John's preaching, and he says, "I indeed." He says, I've been preaching to you about repentance, but there comes one after me whose shoes I am not worthy to bear, and he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. You know what that means? That means John's ministry was about a repentance of sin, but Jesus's ministry was about a release of the Spirit. Why do you think the first words out of Peter's mouth were repent? And once you repent of your sins, you can be baptized in Jesus' name, and you can be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. You know what he was saying in that? He was saying, "I know it's good right now, but don't get satisfied with what you've got. There's something greater that is on the way. I thank God for every religious experience you have ever had, but don't get satisfied with that. You are one prayer of repentance away from God filling you with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And it's the greatest gift. It's greater than the bar room. It's greater than the drugs. It's greater. I need some ex-addicts and some ex-alcoholics, some ex-liars, some ex-adulterers, some ex-cheaters, some ex-criminals that'll shout in this house and say, this is better than the world. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away." And he's preaching about Jesus. And he finally looks at Jesus, God manifests in the flesh, and says, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." But that seems confusing to some, because a spirit hath not flesh and bones. And Isaiah prophesied that humanity would see the glory of the Lord, that humanity would see the glory of Jehovah, or the glory of Yahweh. But what you have to understand is there are not three gods and there are not two gods, but he is the Jehovah of the Old Testament and Jesus of the New Testament. So when John saw Jesus, he was not seeing a demigod or a Jehovah Junior. He was seeing God in the flesh. And St. John made it all very clear when he said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not made anything that was made. For in him was life, that life was the light of men, that light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Is there anybody here that is thankful? You know, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. He was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Thou that believest in one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. There's only one God, and his name's not Buddha, his name's not Allah, but the mighty God is Jesus. The Prince of Peace is he, the everlasting Father, the King eternally. You ought to shout if you know there's only one God. And you got to know who that one God is, because Jesus looked at his disciples and he asked them a very general question. He said, "I want to know, who do men say that I am?" And they looked at him and they said, "Some say you're Elias or Jeremiah or John the Baptist or one of the other prophets." But then Jesus brings it closer to home and says, "I'm glad to know what everybody else thinks about me, but now I want to know, who do you say that I am?" Because it doesn't matter what everybody else thinks about Jesus. If you don't know Jesus for yourself, and if you don't know Jesus here today, you're about to get the revelation that he's still able to mend the broken heart. He can still put your marriage back together. He can still heal your sick body. He can still take away that diabetes. He can still calm the storm. He can still bless your finances. You ought to shout and release faith in this house and say, "Jesus, I'm living on everybody else's revelation, but I want to know you in the power." Because the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. You don't need a preacher to lay his hand on your head. You just need somebody that knows who Jesus is to reach over and lay hands on you and say, "In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." You ought to do that right now. Reach over and grab your neighbor and begin to speak the name of Jesus.
Jesus. And when you speak the name of Jesus, there's a healing that's got to come. When you speak the name of Jesus, there's deliverance that comes. When you speak the name of Jesus, there's joy that comes. In Him is your answer. Let's stand in this house and join up with somebody. Link up with your neighbor and begin to pray right now and speak the name of Jesus. Come on. This thing's trying to bust open right here with miracles. Here's what I want you to do. The gift of faith is in this house. I don't have to finish preaching. It's here right now. Here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. Every hand down. Every hand down. Every eye closed. Nobody looking around. Nobody looking around. If you are here today and you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, what you have is potential. What you have is potential. And if you're wondering why you fought so much hell, it's because the enemy knows there's potential inside of you. And the last thing the enemy wants is for you to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Every eye closed, nobody looking around. If you've never spoken with other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance, I want you to raise your hand. Nobody's looking around. If you've never spoken with other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance, raise your hand. Now, here's what I want you to do without anybody looking around. If you just raised your hand, I want you to come stand in front of this pulpit right here. I want you out of your seat. Don't be embarrassed. Come on. People are coming. People are coming. If you raise your hand, I saw some of you raise your hand and you're not coming. God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Come on. If you raise your hand and you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, come on. God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you've never spoken with other tongues, line up right across here. Line up right across here in a straight line. Line up right across here. Come on, buddy. Come on. Now I want MIT altar workers. I want you to come find somebody. Stand in front of them. Men, stand in front of a man. Ladies, stand in front of a lady. Come on. Line up right across here if you need the gift of the Holy Ghost. God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you're an altar worker, if you're MIT, stand right in front of somebody. Let's lift our hands. Let's pray as they come. Let's pray. There's an atmosphere of faith here. Wait on me before you pray for them. I'm going to give some instruction. Wait on me before you pray for them. Now I want anybody else that needs a miracle of some sort to come and get behind these that need the Holy Ghost. If you need God to give you a miracle of some sort, I want you out of your seat. I want you out of your seat. Stand behind these that need the gift of the Holy Ghost. Stand behind these that need the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now I want everybody else out of your seat, gather around this altar. We're going to rally around these that need a miracle. How good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. When you can join up for somebody else's miracle, you open the door for your own. I want to talk to those that need the gift of the Holy Ghost here. Acts 17:28, Paul said, in him we live and move and have our being. That word move there in the Greek is kineo, and it means to affect the surrounding atmospheres.
Jesus said you'd be endued with power from on high. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That word power there in the Greek is dunamis. It's where we get the English word dynamite. When dynamite explodes, it affects the surrounding atmosphere. What God is about to fill you with, you're going to take it back to your home and back to your job, and you're going to affect the atmosphere around you. And so everything that you're going through back home, it's not going to affect you anymore. You're going to affect it. Dunamis, it means the power to complete a task. So God doesn't just deliver you from drugs, He gives you the power to stay off drugs. God doesn't just deliver you from depression, He gives you the power to stay free from depression. So what's about to happen right now is God's not just going to fill you something that is momentary and temporal. He's going to give you something that's going to give you the power to make it every single day that you live. So here's what's going to happen. When God fills you with the gift of the Holy Ghost, you're going to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. We're going to lift our hands and close our eyes and repent. I want you to do that right now. Lift your hands and close your eyes. Say, God, I'm sorry for all of my sins. God, I'm sorry for everything. Tell Him, I want the Holy Ghost. All right, now here's what's about to happen. You've repented of your sins. You have repented of your sins. God just forgave you. God just forgave you. You don't have to beg Him for the Holy Ghost now. Now it's time to just let Him fill you with that gift. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to speak the word of faith and count to three. The person standing in front of you, they're going to lay their hand on your forehead. When their hand touches your forehead, wait on me. When their hand touches your forehead, when I count to three, your tongue's going to begin to do something it's never done before. It's going to begin to move in a way you don't understand. When you feel that, I want you to open your mouth and blurt out whatever you feel. You're not going to understand it, so don't even try. It is a heavenly language, and the Bible says the Spirit gives the utterance. Are you ready? Altar workers, when I count to three, you lay your hand on their head and you pray them through to the Holy Ghost. When I count to three, are you ready? By the authority of the name of Jesus and the power of the Word of God, I release the gift of the Holy Ghost to blow through this house and to fill every soul with the gift of the Holy Ghost. When I count to three, I want this place to begin to shout hallelujah. And you shout it over and over and over until God gives you your miracle. Are you ready? One, two, three. Receive you the gift of the Holy Ghost. Receive you the gift of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Receive ye the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's it. Let it out. Come on. Let it out. Let God heal your body in the name of Jesus. Be healed right now. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. We've got one getting it right here. Come on. Come on. That's two that have got the Holy Ghost. Come on. In the name of Jesus, receive ye the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, be healed of your sickness.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more content, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at The Life Church KC. Reference the episode notes for more details.